best sports ever seen. I was very lucky to come to the sport when I did with Jeff Burns and Peter Stewart and Dan Peterson. Currently, I was on track with them, and I saw right away their IQ was exponentially higher than what mine was when I was a young driver. And so I think it's more difficult in today's type of super speed racing to see high IQ, just simply because of, you know, I know how to go get a run, but I know I can't take it now. If I do, it's just not going to be enough. Like, I used to be able to make the run and get back in and keep going. So it's just, I think it's harder for the younger drivers to learn what it takes. And now what you probably are hearing about is just, I just need to survive. But that's what the others have done. I just see it differently because I saw some of the great moves that great drivers have done. And before I won my first, I failed at a couple of green light checkers where I did have a chance. So I think failing first is what helped me. The one where Joey won is the first one in my mind that came to me where, okay, it's a green light checker, but I'm starting in the front row. How can I win this race? And I didn't do it. And there was another instance. After 16, there was 17. I was leading on a green light checker again. I was my last yellow one. I think maybe it was Dylan. Maybe it was whatever year Dylan won. I blew that green light checker. Like, there was just many, many failures. And it just so happens that I had three wins that make us look more successful than I probably would have been. He changed the commercial side of the sport more than anything, right? I think when he came in, that's when we had a huge boom of Fortune 500 companies following suit. He was as interesting off the racetrack as he was on the racetrack, and that is the key to all of this. I tried to explain on the broadcast that, you know, it's one of the more difficult things about my job is to have to give a tough opinion on something and then have to go face the people that you gave the tough opinion on. But that's what I signed up for, right? And I think it's why people tune in, is to hear that authentic take from someone that is directly in the know on the sport. But I tell you, I haven't really heard anything from the drivers themselves. I think the owners probably are split on it. But, I mean, it's only going to be a factor of what we believe is weekends like this. If Elio puts himself in by qualifying in tonight or tomorrow, then it was a non-factor altogether. I have a better record on the course. I think if they open up the racetrack for a better run, I'm not sure. Is there a couple scrappers in that run? Yeah. So, you know, to each his own, but I think as long as they open the racetrack, you can have most of the cars practice. We saw a couple of issues with the few cars that need to get things worked out. I just believe that it's a good warm-up and, you know, for a qualifying and some sort of preview. Any kind of preview is a good one, even if it's my expectation is he's going to perform better than 95% of people's expectations. I think there's still going to be a learning curve there, but I just want to see him do better as the year goes on. I know that's such a fact, right? And I can't get him yet, but I guarantee the Bears did the same thing. It's just that game of chance that we have today, me and the racing has kind of figured out the way it is. I mean, you can back to scoring to the back, but you'll get a good finish by staying in the back, but you won't win the race. And so that's the left that we play is that the wreck starts at Team Red. And so there's no safe place. You just hurt. When they start scattering and sliding, they don't.